The Southern Baptist Convention of Texas today expressed sorrow over newspaper reports that more than 700 Southern Baptists have been sexually abused by church leaders or volunteers over the past 20 years. Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick spoke with the convention's communication director, Gary Ledbetter, who had this reaction.
Well, our reaction to the facts of the matter are sorrow. The report... I suppose it's a little surprising because of the research they did, but the fact that this problem is not a surprise to us. It's a horrible thing that's happened to these victims, and it's a mark of the fallenness of man, including members of our churches, that this occurs in the first place.
What do you think led to this problem? You mentioned a couple of factors there, but what else do you think?
Well, I think it's just the sinfulness of mankind. Otherwise, it would not just be limited to churches or the entertainment industry or the political realm. It seems to be everywhere that there are people. And, of course, where there are people in positions of influence and power, then that seems to aggravate the problem.
What steps is the church taking after this report to protect its followers or members in the future?
Well, as a denomination of autonomous, self-governing churches that cluster together, we try to provide resources for our churches and have been for some time. We have, over the last 4 years, done 20 conferences for our churches, leading them, trying to give them the resources to go beyond a mere background check, how to recognize sexual predators, how to structure your ministry to provide a safe environment, what to do in the case of an accusation of abuse. This is something that's not brand new to us. The Southern Baptist Convention as a whole formed a study group, an advisory group, I guess it was last fall or late last summer, under our president, J.D. Greer, and they're working with our seminaries, they're working with victims, they're working with psychologists and legal experts, and we expect in the next, I guess by May, that there'll be a report from that advisory group that will make some changes in the way that we do things as a denomination.
What should church members do if they suspect sexual abuse by leaders or other members?
Call law enforcement. Make sure that the victim is safe and call law enforcement. They're the only ones that really have the power or the expertise to investigate. They're the only ones that can ensure the safety of the victims and ultimately justice for the victims.
That was Gary Ledbetter, the Southern Baptist Convention's Director of Communications, speaking with TPR's Brian Kirkpatrick.